Hello and welcome back to the final episode of Stock Market Explained.
We've covered what the stock market is in previous episodes and how global events like oil prices can affect it.
But today we ask the question that everyone seems to be asking, what happens next?
Well, Tom, no one can actually predict markets perfectly.
If they could, I'm sure we'd all be on yachts.
Yeah, good point. But we can probably discuss some likely scenarios.
So yeah, obviously they're quite hard to predict, and there's loads of factors which affect the market. You know, we've kind of touched on this already: interest rates, inflation, earnings, wars, politics, technology, psychology. I mean, there's so many things that can predict. So it really makes it quite hard to predict them.
Yeah, definitely. And like expectations within the people can change almost daily within like these factors. Like anything can change, so expectations are going to change with the stock market as well.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes markets rise on bad news because investors just expected worse, which caused them to go even more down.
Exactly, that's why the prediction's so difficult.
I mean, we can do some scenarios. Obviously, there's in Iran, there's quite a geopolitical tensions at the moment. So let's say these tensions reduced.
Right, so if we say that they reduce and like trade routes stay open, which I don't think it is right now with the Strait of Hormuz, right? So if the trade routes maybe open up and fears calm down, oil prices may begin to fall, inflation pressure may ease, and confidence within investors will probably improve.
And oil is quite strong in the market, so most likely the overall market would rise if oil...
Yeah, definitely. Especially like travel companies that use the oil to, you know, for transportation, and retail and industrial companies as well.
Yeah. So now let's look at maybe the other way if it starts to get worse.
Yeah, so as it is right now, if trade routes are shut, if shipping's disrupted, and even if the conflict like spreads to other countries, the oil price may even jump higher. Inflation could become a lot worse, and economic growth in general is probably going to slow down.
And markets usually tend to dislike uncertainty, so.
Yeah, absolutely. So stock shares are probably going to fall, especially within consumer sectors.
So what about if, third scenario here, where it's sideways and volatile, which is, to be honest, most common.
Yeah, good point. Markets pretty much go nowhere dramatic, but you know, it's very dramatic. They move up and down sharply.
Good days, bad days, no clear direction.
Yeah, that's what happens when investors wait for like clearer data. You know, no one really knows what's going to happen. It just keeps going up and down.
Okay, so let's look big factors this year that probably a lot of the markets will be watching, and for sure investors will be watching, making their decisions on. And this includes central bank interest rates, obviously. Yeah. Central banks like the Bank of England, Fed in the US, these are, you know, major banks that control interest rates, which affect a lot of things. Inflation figures, obviously more inflation, less people would like to invest.
Yeah.
A recession risk is always that risk. You know, also just the basics, sometimes like how much the company is making. Obviously now if you look at an airline company, the price of fuel would have gone through the roof now, so probably their profit is going to be reduced a lot, so you wouldn't expect their shares to go up, really. Even elections, obviously we discussed about politics earlier, so in, you know, a lot of major countries, elections play a big part in the market.
Yeah.
And I think the big one also is AI growth and the tech investment and how that's going to help in the future.
Yeah, definitely, I agree. I think aggregate demand is something that plays a lot within stock prices. Like, I think aggregate demand, like the components of it, it's consumption, investment, government spending, then exports minus imports. So we've got like consumption could be affected by the central bank, raising their interest rates, because if they do that, people are more likely to save and consume less. So aggregate demand is quite a big component of why stock prices go up and down, and the components of it are consumption, investment, government spending, and exports minus imports. So
imports minus exports.
Oh, my bad, yeah. So Obviously, consumption could be affected by the central bank potentially raising their interest rates, because that means consumers are more likely to save and not spend their money if their interest rates are high. And that goes the same with investment, you know, AI growth and tech investment, as you already said, and elections. Does the political party actually want to invest in these certain sectors within the government spending? So one headline really never tells the full story.
Yeah, obviously we're in the UK right now, we're recording this in the UK. So just talk a bit about the UK market. Often it can behave quite differently from the US markets. You know, FTSE 100 often behaves very differently to the S&P 500.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, because it's a bit more historic. It has more banks, mining firms, oil firms, and genuinely like older established businesses.
Whereas the US probably has more giant tech firms that are, especially this AI thing probably helps them a lot.
Definitely. So if tech booms, America is probably going to outperform the British market.
But yes, if commodities rise, UK shares can sometimes almost actually do better than America.
Yeah, probably. So a lot of people, well, definitely a lot of people I know begin to panic if, the stock market loses a lot of money. But I think the short answer for that question is panic's usually quite expensive. Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd say definitely a lot of investors probably sell during the panic or when they're feared, but then they actually end up just buying back higher later.
Yeah, good
when
point.
It's come back up.
Definitely. Markets often actually recover before the headlines actually feel positive. So even if your stock dips, it probably will rise eventually. It's not always going to fall.
The expectations, incentives, and confidence really can play a big part in it.
Yeah, definitely. Economics isn't just like diagrams in textbooks.
It's from millions of people reacting to uncertainty in the real world in real time. So, I wouldn't say if your stock goes up loads, don't. Just I think the best is to let it go out in the long run. That's why.
Yeah, for sure. I think a realistic view in the short term. Tom, if you had to guess what was going to happen.
Well, that's quite a tiny. If I could get this, I'd be one of the most popular man in the world at the moment. But I think it's probably going to stay quite volatile in the short term, definitely looking, see with Iran, US, all that.
Yeah, I agree, definitely.
But I think over the longer periods, markets historically tend to focus on earnings and growth more than just these temporary fears that come. So we might see definitely a bit more of a recovery.
Yeah, short term can hold a lot of drama, but you just have to be fundamental in the long term and hope it goes up.
I agree with that. Okay, so I think just to summarize the possible outcomes. I think if tensions ease, markets will get a lot stronger. If conflict worsens, I think the markets will get weaker. And then mixed signals, which is my personal opinion, I think it's quite volatile at the moment. It's hard to tell, really. It goes up and down, and
And the thing is, no one actually knows with certainty. Like, even the best investors in the world, no one actually can predict the stock market.
Yeah, and is this the last episode of Stock Market Explained? I mean, let's just go through, recap what we've learned. So we've done what shares are, how the stock market works, why oil matters, and how expectation will move these prices.
Puts the listeners who are listening ahead of many of the people who discuss markets online, 100%.
Well, thanks for listening to Stock Market Explained.
And good luck if anyone's sitting in the exams. And remember, always try and look at the headlines and think, is what's happening right now really 100% related?
How's it going to affect the company that you may be investing in?
Yeah.
Thank you, and see you next time.
Bye-bye.